by your name that is already done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Honorable Wade Hampton Show.
Ernest Pugh is in the house with God Wants to Heal You. Good morning on this Monday, July 20th, 2020. Are you ready for Bible Jeopardy clue number two? Let's get to that right now. Where did Jesus turn water into wine, and what city was that? Where did Jesus turn water into wine? Was it Samaria? Was it Nazareth? Was it Jerusalem? Or maybe it was Cana? Where did Jesus turn water into wine? Samaria, Nazareth, Jerusalem, or Cana? John 2 and 1 has the correct response. Get back with me, 318-484-2500, or toll free 1-877-464-2500.
If you believe something long and hard, if you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you.
This is KAYT and KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station.
New music now.
You think by now we'd be through with this? You think by now we'd have this thing figured out? This one hurts a little different.
That one, Alvin Garrett, and Something's Different This Time. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp. It's the Wade Hampton Show. It was on this date back in 1969 when Neil Armstrong uttered the words, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," from the surface of the moon. The first human to walk on the moon's surface, Neil Armstrong, it happened on this date back in 1969. In case you had not already heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy, let's get to